There is two energies, one positive, one negative, one dark, one light, one masculine, one feminine. So it is also in the world of the seekers. Is one part of meditation, awareness, one of love, celebration, relaxation, one tight, one loose. One male, one more female. Of course, some males are more female and some female are more male. It's all mixed. And especially now, in the modern times, many females are becoming more like males, more hard, protected, mental. The male way is to go out and find God, like you're going hunting for food, for some animal, for some woman. They're going out. The female is soft, receptive, more waiting. How can you find God? You don't know even how He looks. So the way of the female is more waiting. Preparing. Inviting. What else can she do? That is the way of the woman. But not every woman is a woman, even if they have a female body. So also have the parts. The way of the Buddha was more male. He did every effort to find God, to find himself, to find the truth. Then one day he gave up. Then he was ready to die, just sitting under the tree. Then something happened. At last he gave up. One is not better than the other, but the female is just more beautiful, more warm, not so strict. And even the yogi, the seeker, has to give up. So in a way they both go together, because you have to do till you realize that no doing can help. In the East they have a group like the Sufis, they call the Baals. They just go around singing the name of God and reminding people that there's more to life than their money and their families and their success. I have met them many times. They say, "O my heart, dress yourself in the spirit of all women and reverse your nature and habits. Millions of suns will burst open with brilliance and the formless will be in the visual form. you will see what cannot be seen, only if you can be the formless in you. On the path of love, of devotion, this happens easily, effortlessly, because you just fall in tune. You give up and the beloved is there. Then, suddenly, there is just a peaceful space. It's nothing to do. It is already far beyond any techniques, but it's the most natural. They say, my heart, dress yourself in the spirit of all women and reverse your nature and habits. What do they mean? They mean, my heart, you have forgotten. You have become protective. You have become cold. My heart, dress yourself in the spirit of all women. And how should a woman be? How should a mother be? She should be warm, caring, relaxed, safe. Wise. This is also the qualities of the heart. My heart, dress yourself in the spirit of all women. In the spirit, in the essence, it's not enough just to look like a woman. You have to be in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul. This quality, this beautiful nurturing quality. That is the quality of the heart. And the Baal says, this is the way of the seekers. This is the way of us. You have to come back. That is the same all mystics are saying. First come back to the heart. Forget the head, forget your problems, go deeper. Come into a different dimension, the dimension of the heart, of love, of peace. Then you will start listening to something and hearing something you have forgotten. And you will be so content because it's feeding your very soul, your innermost heart. And you hear that best in silence. But most people know only words. And that's why they never hear it. But in the mysteries of love, you hear it. O heart, dress yourself in the spirit of all women. They are saying, be receptive. Come back. Don't be protective. Relax. Open. And reverse your nature and habits. You don't know your true nature. That's why they say reverse your nature and habits. Your nature is just your habits, your conditioning. You have to reverse it. You have to unburden yourself. You have to drop all that which is unnecessary. Reverse your habits. And that you can only do by more awareness. When you start looking at yourself, when you get that courage that you can start looking at yourself, only then can you see your blind spots and start reversing it, making that which you have been doing unconsciously, start doing it consciously. In the beginning, it's very uncomfortable to look, because most people don't want to look at their own shit. They can look at others, but they can't look at themselves, at their own. Like Jesus says, you can see the little splinter in somebody's eyes, but you don't see the log in your own. That's how it's always been. It's too close. You can't see your big tree in your own eye. You see a little splinter in the others. First, focus on yourself. Come back. Millions of suns will burst open with brilliance, and the formless in visual form. That's how it is when you get the clear vision again. Everything will be clear. Millions of suns will burst open with brilliance. Now there is no more fog. You can see. And see very, very clear. But first you have to transform the unconscious, the negative, into the positive. You have to purify yourself. You have to cut the diamond so it becomes very shiny. In the beginning, you can't see there is a diamond. It's just a rock. Only after it's cut and cut and cut again. And the more it's cut, the more beautiful, the more pure. My heart, dress yourself in the spirit of all women and reverse your nature and habits. Millions of suns will burst open with brilliance, and the formless will be in the visual form. Know the formless, the beyond, is in the body. The body can just be the body, or it can be the divine in the body. You will see what cannot be seen only if you can be the formless in you. You will see what cannot be seen. You will see that which you cannot see in ordinary eyes. You will see that which you cannot see if you only identify it with your physical body. You will hear that which is beyond words. You will feel that which is beyond touch. You will see what cannot be seen. That's why you can never prove love. You can never prove God. You can never prove beauty. But you know. But you can never share it. If people are not receptive, if they don't have that, it just falls short. Because they only know words, and words are very dry, very hard. But there is a different language, the language of the heart, the language of the soul. And there is no misunderstanding. You will see what cannot be seen only if you can be the formless in you. Only if you go beyond the physical form. Only if you see the formless in you. We have all forgotten the formless. You only see the form. Go deeper and you will remember. And the methods of the bowels is just to be ready. To make yourself more and more available. Because you never know when the guest will come. You celebrate, you relax. How can you find, if you go out, the world is big. God always comes. It's not like you have to find Him. He has to come. When you are available, He always comes. That is the part of love. And the deeper it is, the less doing, the less dramas, the less talking. The deeper it is, the more and more you can just enjoy the silence. Because you know, you don't need to say. If you can't feel, then always doubt. Any question now? Okay.
Yeah. You talk about peace, but around you I feel more life bubbles, you know.
Like life bottle bubbles. Well, who cares about peace if it's bubbles? Huh?
I don't know.
That's it. I know, don't think, just enjoy the bubbles. Huh? When you open the champagne bottle, who cares about peace? There's no separation. Bubbles and peace is the same thing, it's just different words. Then you drink the champagne, afterwards the peace. Perfect. You can't separate them, it's like yin and yang. Bubbles and peace. What kind of koan is that? The Bubble Sutras. You know, the bubbles comes first, and when the bubbles pop, the big emptiness, The bubbles, they are already there. Beyond the bubbles, nothing. Enjoy the bubbles as long as you can. Talking about bubbles, you have to try this from Leon Sakino. It's so beautiful that it's like, it's almost like that kind that you can't open it because it's so nice, you know? Have you had these kind of bottles that stays there for years? Huh? Rishi, have you had that?
Yes.
You had that, huh? What, wine? Huh? Or just some beautiful looking? Liqueur? Cognac, no? But you are old Gurdjieff man, you know what the master did with the cognac. I will teach you a trick then. You drink the cognac and then you fill it again and have some colored water, you know? Then you eat the cake and have it too. Very nice. Bubbles. I play you a song for Mrs. Bubbles and for Leah. Yes, Leah, I play you a song. Beloved Swaha, I'm infinitely grateful to all the loving people that took part in the family constellation for the unexpected support I felt from them all. Thank you from the heart to all. I have to say that I felt sorry for sharing with them the pain of so many dark and forgotten events of my life. To see myself from the outside helped me a lot. I could see clearly how much I have suffered in my childhood and made others suffer later in life. I could see clearly how I missed to be loved by my mother. Swaha, how to break free from this cycle? Never before have I cried tears of sadness and shame for the mistakes made in my life, and a few moments later cried tears of joy for seeing the possibility of love with my daughter. Luciana, don't be sorry for that you were sharing the pain on so many dark, forgotten events of your life. It's past. Everybody does that. Yeah? But now you have felt enough sorry. Enough sorry in the life. Huh? No, let it go. All the sorry together, put it in a big bag. Huh? You sure you have all the sorry inside one bag? And then throw it. Finished. Now we can walk light. Are you ready? I know. You came all the way here. You didn't know where you were going. You see, it's never too late. Never before have I cried tears of sadness and shame for the mistakes made in my life, and a few moments later cried tears of joy for seeing the possibility of love with my daughter. That's the thing, you have to see, you have to understand, you have to feel it. Then you can let it go. Finished. Don't hold it anymore. Everything. You go back new woman now. Come here, Luciana, and you also, translator. You give her a pillow or something?
You have a problem.
Yeah.
Legs.
Yeah, but that's how it is. Me also.
Yeah. All, yeah.
Who cares? It's okay. Just for you, it's okay. Another thing. One other thing, beloved, well, I feel anxious and sad deep down when I think about Sama. As his mother... As his mother, my heart shrink when I think of him, yet not stable, always moving here and there without a secure place where to stop and stay and a secure job. I feel we're going to get him. I'm going to put him straight.
In this way.
Mother, it's okay. It's okay.
Except.
And a secure job. I feel I could find peace myself if I knew this was happening. Swaha, could you please give him a direction? Thank you from the heart. I know, Luciana, you have a good heart.
Yeah.
Yes. You just let go of the past.
Non sapevo di averlo.
And you have worried so much, like any mother does. Tell him.
Ti sei preoccupata per tutta la tua vita, come tutte le mamme.
And every mother worries about the children.
E tutte le mamme si preoccupano dei loro figli.
But look at him. Do you think you need to worry about him? Really?
Vuoi preoccuparti di me?
Really?
Veramente.
Right. Yes or no?
Indebito.
Huh? From the heart.
Del cuore.
Hmm? Look at him.
No.
No. But this is the thing with all mothers. It's not only you.
Tutte le mamme hanno questo.
You have to have something to worry about.
Devi avere qualcosa per preoccuparti. Tutte le mamme devono preoccuparsi.
But no, you finish with that.
Ma lascia perdere.
You know he's happy.
Sai che sono felice.
You even are happy.
Anche tu sei felice.
And he brought you here.
E tu sei venuta qui per me.
Should we still? No, we want peace now. Yeah? This is a mystic mango. It brings peace in the family. You say that you are worried because he's not stable, always moving here and there. Could you please give him a direction? I have given him a direction.
Mi ha dato una direzione.
And don't worry about him.
Non preoccuparti di lui.
He could be a junkie in Milano.
Potrebbe essere un drogato a Milano.
It happens to many people. He could be in the mafia in Sicily. And he's here. Happy. No, you be happy.
Huh?
It's okay. And it's okay to be happy.
Yeah. Sono contenta.
E lui ha detto che e va bene essere felice. È buono essere felice.
It's okay.
Okay.
Let go of the past. See things as they are.
Lascia andare il passato e guarda le cose come sono. Per come sono.
It's an old habit of worry.
Un'abitudine vecchia di preoccuparsi.
Many people have that.
Yeah,
I deal with it all the time. Don't worry. It's not only many people.
Tutti ce l'hanno.
But now, today is a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Your son is happy, no problem. I will take care. Okay? Don't worry about that. Soon money will come also, no?
presto anche i soldi arriveranno.
No, he is happy. He is happy.
Felice.
That is the most important, no?
Yeah.
Money can't buy you love.
I know.
And this is, you were worried also. That's why I could feel you.
Ha detto che ti sentiva, poteva sentirti.
And that's why I told that no problem, I give you a car to the airport. Enough worry. Trust. Okay. Everything is taken care of.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
May everybody drop the past and be happy. Aum Shanti.